Not so loud.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you know what caused this little girl?
I had irritation from the belly button ring. I was kind of constantly taking it in and out, causing irritation, got a rash down there. So, you know, I had to take care of that. Doctors and nurses over at MGH were awesome. So, you know, things happen and you handle them and keep moving forward.
Not even the slightest bit of sarcasm from Chris Sale there over the weekend. Talking about taking his belly button ring in and out and causing irritation, which he doesn't have. This was all just a joke. It's a prank, I guess.
Yeah. Got another email. Guys, can you just have a little fun during the World Series here and just get off Chris Sale? We're trying to have a little fun. It's weird, man. I'm sorry. It's weird.
That emailer would fit right in. I mean, in the Red Sox clubhouse right now. That's what they're all about.
You're at the pinnacle of your sport. Pinnacle of your sport. Yeah, you're there, man. This is it. The World Series.
I love it. We get the sensitive starter. Red Sox fans coming out.
Get off Chris Sale's back. We're not on his back. I'm just saying it's weird. But I also said maybe this is what he needs. Maybe this is the way he's got to act. I don't know. I don't know the guy.
I like him. I like that they're feeling loose. They did not look like they were all that. You know what? First couple of games of the Yankees series, they're squeezing the bats a little bit. Same thing against the Astros. What happens when they loosen up in the other park? Loosen up, shake it off. Ah, sweep. Couple of games in New York, few games in Houston. Loose now. I like it.
Is that how they won in those series?
Yes, loose.
It's fun.
Playing loose.
Having fun.
Baby. That's right.
Making sure we're having fun.
Yep.
Swing away,
Merrill.
You know who would fit in great in the Red Sox clubhouse at the moment? Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He'd have fun.
When it stops being fun, he's going to quit.
Nice.
He's not showing up anymore.
I knew it. Woo. Sorry.
When it's no longer fun.
Yes.
That's Zoe's reaction to Dairy Queen, by the way.
There's a Dairy Queen delivery that just came through the door,
and Zoe just had a meltdown.
No, Kelly just popped in the door, and she said, "Hey, guys, you have an unscheduled food drop. Nobody knew they were coming."
That's what happens when the Pats win. Woo!
Is that what happens?
I can't recall the last time Zoe got this excited about anything on this show, but you bring him
a cheeseburger, and you get that. What do you think I said to you on the way in today?
To me?
It feels like they're coming, he said.
I called it. I said, it feels like it's a Dairy Queen day.
Called it.
Al's in...
You got it.
When'd you get home?
Wait a minute. Hold on. 11. Can we not put Massachusetts on the call screener?
Are you going?
Are we going to Al? Is that who you're going to?
Yeah.
Well, we had to help him spell Al earlier, so.
No, you didn't.
Who? Where are you from?
No. He said, that doesn't look right. Al. A-L?
Could you have Tom take that out?
You didn't know if there was an E at the end, maybe?
Okay.
Tom looks like Daffy Duck.
Al is in Massachusetts? You want to give us a town, Al, or you're just sticking with the state?
Nah, not Brookfield.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Could you get that out of him?
Okay, yeah. No, I know you guys were joking about Chris Sale, but... I kind of like joking around, too. Didn't he do a lot of nutty things in Chicago when he was there?
Well, he got pissed, and he cut up all the uniforms.
So I was just thinking maybe a publicity stunt type thing, or is it a real thing with a bug, or what?
Well, I'm glad you brought up what he did in Chicago, because...
Which I supported, by the way.
Our Fenway Park insider, Bird, who I believe he works on the Toucher and Rich show, but he's mostly known for his insight as to what goes on at Fenway Park.
High-ranking security official there.
He tweeted the show and me. Guys! ! I can't, anybody do a bird voice? I've never tried to.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Guys, wow, that's a good one.
You want to
Fred, I would say, I have my back turned to the field all the time, so I didn't see the one guy that ran out of the field.
You want to read this?
What is it?
An email or a tweet?
A tweet from Bird.
Sure.
What's that?
Yeah,
he just did the shore in the bird voice. In the bird voice.
Here, I'll pull it up for you. Nice and big.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys. Chris Sale has a dry sense of humor. Like, I was standing outside the clubhouse one time. He did the same thing in Chicago. He had a foot injury, and he said he had a roundhouse. He kicked a burglar. It was in his home coming in to rob him. And Google it. It's out there. It's out there on the internet. It's the same thing that as the belly ring thing. Relax, boys. Okay.
Very good bird voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tip of the cap
to you. Wow, great job.
Did you see the Bird's Crib episode that they did?
I did not.
It's weird.
No, I missed that.
Yeah.
There are people coming out of the woodworks as sensitive Red Sox fans.
That's fine.
This week. It's great.
That's good. That means the Red Sox are back, baby. Good. They matter again.
Confidence. I like the confidence.
It only took getting to the World Series. Bill's in Woburn. Hi, Bill.
Jesus. Hi, how you doing? Hear me out on this. You're going to think I'm crazy, but...
Nope, there's nothing's crazy based on where this thing's going. Go ahead.
Okay, so I teach hitting at a high level, and all we teach now is launch angle, right? Mm.
Yep.
Get the ball to the outfield. It's okay to hit 200 as long as you hit 40 home runs.
All right.
20 years ago, that was just the opposite, right? We swang down, and the shortstop was the incredible defensive, importance to the game, I guess. I think today's outfield is the shortstop of 20 years ago. So to take Mookie Betts out of right field, I think, is a huge mistake.
Well, he's getting taken out, but he's getting moved out of right field no matter what.
Why?
Because Mookie's going to move to center if JD's in right.
Right.
Right. So what I'm saying, and this is crazy, is with the shift and everything, why can't you move JD to the infield? The number of plays that he is going to have at, say, a second base with a shift are minimal compared to what Mookie Betts is in right field.
JD.
Look at all the highlights from the last series. They're all outfielders.
So your suggestion is to make JD the second baseman for the series in LA.
Or put him at first.
Or put him somewhere.
But then who plays second?
20 years ago, it was the shortstop. Today, it is the outfield because of the new type of hitting.
I get what you're saying. I don't disagree with you, but...
It's out of the box thinking.
But if you think who's the clunkiest, thickest, slowest guy they have, other than Mitch Moreland, you think it's J.D. Martinez, right?
But if I get a guy on first with one out and there's a ground ball and you get a turn two to get the hell out of the inning, I don't think J.D.'s your man.
But you're not going to get a ground ball. That's what he said. The guy teaches coaching at a high level. It's all launch angle, Beetle.
He is right. The ground ball has been something that is, like, disappearing from
the game. How many ground balls were there in the first two Red Sox years?
You know what a lot of it is, too, is the type of pitching. The pitching has changed, too. When you get a guy who's throwing 100 miles an hour and everyone's swinging up, there ain't a ton of ground balls hit.
Nope. Guy's onto something.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can rule anything out in this series, by the way. With the way baseball's being played right now, I don't think you can rule anything
out. He's right. We laughed at the caller.
It's in a transitional period.
I'm not laughing at any callers.
Travis Shaw's playing a good second base for the Brewers. It's crazy.
Mayor of Big Dome City?
He was playing second base.
Wow.
The Martinez pitch. They're going to get hits. Everybody's hitting.
That's right. Holt had that.
Guy teaches at a high level.
Hit the cycle off a non-pitcher.
First of all, I'm not. Okay, I'll goof on him for saying that. But everything else he said.
No, everything else he said makes sense.
He's a high-level hitting coach, so watch what you say.
We already.
He knows more baseball than I do. That launch angle stuff. Just get up there.
It's true.
Here's what I want to say long term. Can J.D. Martinez learn to play first base at some point?
Be great.
That would be helpful.
Sure would.
It would be helpful.
I mean, Hanley did.
The problem is,
what's the problem?
How many good plays did the Red Sox need at first base? The stretch catches.
I'm not talking about this series. I'm saying next year and beyond.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not saying this week.
Well, he's going to opt out after next year, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, and you know what? I'd say goodbye.
Adios, amigos.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Yeah, anybody can learn to play first base, please.
Kale is in Boston. Kale.
I love Kale.
Hello?
Adel?
Yeah, Kale.
Yeah, no, I was just also chiming in on why, you know, JD can't play first base. If Ortiz played first base in the 04,
good point.
You know, 07.
But Ortiz was a first baseman. He came up as a first baseman.
Right.
JD's never played first.
But there's just a couple of plays that he'd need to make. I mean, second base is a lot harder to play than first.
Okay, I'm going to end your call here, but can go back to what Hardy said a minute ago. The Red Sox have needed very important plays at first base throughout their postseason run. They're going to continue to need those plays.
You got Edward.
Especially if Nooney gets in there.
Nunez, he's two hopping all the throws from third over to first base.
He's no longer capable of making a throw to first.
No, he's rolling,
the bad
him,
knee
he's
or
rolling
something.
Him over the pitcher's mound to get there because of the old jelly knee. So you need somebody with some range at first in order to make those plays.
Oh, Owen in Rhode Island on Sandy Leone.
Hello, Owen.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hi.
One thing I wanted to talk about was Christian Vasquez versus Sandy Leone. I would rather much see Sandy Leone behind the plate, knowing that Sandy Leone can block a pitch from going behind him like an NHL goalie. But Vasquez during the ALCS really showed that he can stand behind the plate and he can catch those fly balls that might go one way or supposed to go another. Just want to know what you guys would think. I'm going to hang up.
Okay. Defensively, you get a lot more out of Leone than you do Vasquez. And I think the pitching staff is more comfortable with Sandy Leone than they are with Vasquez.
How about JD? Put him behind the plate.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Now you're being rude.
Put Mitch Wallen behind the plate. with Mookie Becker, he'd snag everything.
Being very rude.
Hell nothing's yeah. passing him, man.
Hell yeah.
Gold glove.
Being very rude. The both of you are being rude now. Now you're not taking this once conversation seriously.
Once we started considering JD at second.
Now you're not taking it seriously.
I'll consider everything at this point.
Can you wear those pads, those triangular pads on the back of your heels?
The knee savers?
Yeah, you can just squat down and sit there. Don't want to hurt your knees. I'd do that.
Well, Jesse and Quincy, Jesse.
I'm going to get you some for your birthday.
You look like Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse. Guys, I appreciate the call. Taking it.
Hey.
My flight from Washington State last night landed here in Boston at 1:30, got up and just started watching the show, and man, you guys are awesome. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, came out to go to game one of the World Series, and I like being around my people.
Nice.
So you're not from here is what you're saying. You don't live here.
No.
All right.
Washington State, born and bred, only been out here twice.
All right. Nice. Well, Jesse, this is what you need to do. You need to go to the App Store, your Android or your Apple device, and get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, and you need to listen to us from Washington from now on.
Hey, I'm trying to build the Red Sox Nation one person at a time as best I can.
Build it up.
That's right.
I thought you were going to tell him to go to the AT&T store and get a new phone.
One brick at a time.
No, but I would suggest that, too. That's all. I'd go for Verizon if I were looking for it.
Sure.
So I'd go for 617-779-0985, the phone number for you. Thoughts on yesterday's Patriots win? They escape Chicago with a win to move in 5-2. To move to 5-2, I should say. We'll get to that coming up next.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Seven Patriots inside the 25. And all of them are experienced defensive backs. The snap to Trubisky. He's pressured by Claiborne. He starts to roll to his left. He pulls up. He heaves one deep to the end zone. That ball sailing toward the goal line. It's caught by White. White is caught and wrapped up short of the goal line.
Unreal.
And the Patriots are going to win, but that close to a Hail Mary and an answered prayer for Chicago.
We just go home. Let's get on a bus and go home. Get the heck out of here. Play around with a bad football team, bad things happen.
Jason McCourty was dragging him backward.
No, that's Harmon.
And Daron Harmon was the guy who stood him up.
Yep,
and
I got
kept
the two.
Him from breaking the play.
Daron Harmon saves the game for you, folks.
Patriots,
throw it back home.
38. The Bears 31. That's the final from Chicago.
/12:23 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Patriots get a win yesterday. I hate saying this because it sounds exactly like something Maz would say. It's one of those days where the team wins and you feel like they lost.
But no, I mean, it's a good win because it's their first road win of the year. And it gets them to 5-2. That's a big 5-2.
Good as in like you check the box, not a good as in like you feel good about it.
So we started the year 1-2. 5-2 now. That's a good win.
And that's a good point, because going into that game yesterday, when there was all this, they haven't won on the road yet, they haven't won a road game.
You look like dog crap on the road. You couldn't score in the first half or first quarter.
You
score first drive of the game.
Wouldn't you have
right
said,
field.
And I said this to Gasper yesterday pregame, I said, but we all feel differently about this team now. We think they're in a much different place.
And they are in a different place.
Which they are.
Look at that first drive. It was precision. It was surgical, man. He carved them up. They were running the ball. They were playing zone. He was going to kill Edelman with it all day long in the middle. And all of a sudden, you let him back in. You make a play or two on a defense where you let that kid run the ball, which is ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous, the Trubisky stuff.
Just sloppy things that happened for the Patriots in this game.
I screwed up earlier on Tannehill saying he was drafted in the 20s. I've been corrected multiple times. He was drafted number 8 overall.
Oh, so what?
Wow. Now he's top 10 pick.
He stinks the same way that Trubisky is going to stink.
Two blown picks right there, those two. Yeah. Cripples a franchise for 5 years. Really
Our
does.
Boss is a Bears fan. Yeah. I even told him this morning, you were in there. I'm like, your quarterback sucks. He's like, I know.
He knows.
They know.
Problem is you
Well, now, granted, he's a smart Bears fan. So I don't know if they're all smart. But at least the smart fans there, they know. They know that Trubisky stinks.
Yeah. They end up figuring you out. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what the problem is? And this is one of my greatest fears for the Patriots when Brady is done, is that you spend the draft capital on a guy and you miss. But he's not so terrible as if you're going to bench him or like say we're done with you?
Yeah, you got a tweener.
and you're stuck in the middle. Like, the Dolphins are stuck in the middle with Ryan Tannehill.
Can't press reset yet.
The Bears are stuck in the middle. It's only year two, and they're stuck with Trubisky because they just drafted the guy.
Cincinnati is stuck with...
And they're going to spend years just to arrive at the conclusion that, guess what? He's not a franchise quarterback. Yep.
Like the Red Rifle in Cincinnati. He could put up some stats.
Do you hear that?
I feel better
this
about him.
This is why I was going crazy over quarterback at the draft.
I scare the hell out of you, though?
They need to get the guy in the future here as soon as possible, because when Brady's done, you don't want to need it. You want to have it already.
Okay, but those are two different things, though, Jim.
It's not. Because
Yes, they are. Because
so
drafting...
If you miss on this guy right now, you still have a couple years of Brady left.
How do you know you missed if he's not playing? If the Bears had drafted Mitch Trubisky...
Before he started
playing? Hold on a second. If the Bears drafted Mitch Trubisky 3 years ago and he didn't play in his first year, would they have known he's no good? No, they would have said, oh, we love this kid coming out of North Carolina the way five or six different teams loved him coming out of North Carolina. They thought he was going to be great.
How do you miss
it? And then if he sits on the bench for a year or two learning your system, and then it gets real, and he's the same guy that he is now, what did drafting him early do for you?
I don't know.
It's more important.
This isn't the same situation as Chicago or any other NFL team.
The bigger thing is picking the right guy, not getting him early.
Do you want a guy to have an extra year of Belichick before he retires or no?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I don't think that determines whether a guy can actually play or not.
But they knew.
There's got to be some ability.
You have more margin for error if you do it now as opposed to waiting 2 years.
I don't think he had to play.
I don't think
Garoppolo had to play to know that he couldn't. Like, you could tell. I remember that preseason game down in Washington when the first time I saw Jimmy play. And I saw just the way he operates, how compact the ball was, the mechanics, how quick it came out, the way he spun it. Just get down on the field and watch him throw. And I knew, okay, they got something here. I knew that, and it was a preseason game.
And
you
were all over him during camp that year because you didn't see anything. And then all of a sudden he got into a game, and you're like, oh, wow, this kid can play.
Oh, God, we got a gamer. A gamer being it's a guy that really doesn't look great in practice or camp.
Is Patrick Mahomes right now, is Pat Mahomes playing as well as he is because he sat for a year or because he's a better quarterback than Mitch Trubisky?
Because he's a better quarterback.
He's a far better quarterback. And one team missed. In fact, two teams missed. The Chiefs thought it would have been better to go after Trubisky. They missed too. Yeah. They just happened to luck out.
Well, you get caught up in who's doing the evaluating and who gets caught up in the process.
Does it help Patrick Mahomes that he was able to get a year, you know, not having the pressure of being the starter and learning the system? Of course it does. I'm not going to say that doesn't help.
Well, who's it
that
on helps. The Bears then, though?
But you're not telling me that if Trubisky sat last year, that they're the same guy this year. They're just not.
No. I'm just telling you because it just seems like he's Ryan Tannehill all over again, meaning Tannehill's the same guy since he was as a rookie. Still making the same throws. And he'll kill you with a pick, and he'll kill you with a sack. Who from the Bears evaluated him to say, okay, when it came to pull the trigger, well, we're going to give up three picks to go from 3 to 2 to get this kid. Number two overall, who only played 1 year. Who worked him out and saw something and said, okay, this guy's got it. Because you have to be damn sure. You're giving up that collateral to move up one spot in the draft to number two overall. Like, we heard the stuff about Baker Mayfield. You watch Baker Mayfield play. He's got moxie. He's got a feel for the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get around the guy. You get him in a personal workout. I don't know Mitch Trubisky from a hole in the wall. I've watched him play on TV a little bit, but then I get down on the field. I'm watching him move. He's real rigid. Like, the ball's here, and it's herky jerky. And then you watch him just sort of hit guys in the feet in warm-ups, and you're like, uh-oh, I told you. What did I talk to you half hour before the game? Something ain't right with this guy. We got Ryan Tannehill. I called him Tannehill then in that pregame. And I know Bedard was on it during the game too, but my God, he doesn't see the field well at all. Patriots knew that they could take Hightower and Roberts and step up into the line, and Trubisky's doing this. Blitz, 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 blitz. And they bailed out at the snap, and he didn't understand it. So he gets back there, sets his feet. There's no pressure, but then he starts to run. He was looking to run before he threw. And that's scary for a franchise quarterback, supposedly. Franchise.
I think we have some breaking news.
On what?
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is from Evan Lazar. He's tweeting. He's a beat writer for CLNS Media. Great follow on Twitter, @ELazar. Covers the Pats every game. This is not his reporting. He's relaying this information from Ian Rappaport. He says, per @RapSheet. So I'm guessing Rappaport said this on TV because his Twitter doesn't have it.
He must have said it somewhere. I can't find it.
Okay, yeah. Well, RapSheet said this somewhere. according to Evan Lazar. Initial diagnosis on Patriots running back Sony Michel, pending MRI, is an MCL sprain. MCL sprain, and Lazar writes that if that's all it is, the Pats dodged a huge bullet.
Yeah. Yep, swelling's got to go down, but the MCL needs to heal itself. There's nothing you can do. You can brace it up. That guy can't cut on it. This is what LT had in that AFC Championship game that everybody ripped him for checking out. I'm like, kid can't move. This is, that's 6 to 7 weeks if it's a third degree.
But not done for the year.
Based on the way that tweet's worded, that seems to be initial test is what, in the blue tent or in the locker room?
On the field while they're doing it. Then they take him in the tent. Then they take him to the locker room, get another look at it. If that's ACL, we got it in about 2 hours. Look how quick you had the Edelman.
Yeah, if it were an ACL, anybody, they know. They know already.
What I'm saying is this isn't like a test they did today. This is probably a test they did yesterday. We're just finding out the information now, right?
Possibly. Yep. Could be either or. But if it's an ACL, you know right away. More than 95% of the time, they know from the...
Because it still says pending MRI. That's the part that scares me. Pending MRI is the part that scares me.
Yeah, you want to do something fun? Go on YouTube and look at someone performing an ACL test, like a athletic trainer is trained to do, when they pull on the lower half. And look at it for someone who does have a torn ACL. When the leg moves, it gives you the heebie-jeebies a little bit. Like, watch your leg moving that way. Does that hurt? It's just weird.
It's not supposed to do that. It's not supposed to do that.
It's fun. Go do it. YouTube has plenty of those videos if you want to go watch one. But that's good news. If Sony Michel just has an MCL tear.
Can I just say something, too?
It's good news.
With somebody that works in the building here, one of the sales guys says, six weeks? It's 6 weeks then? I said, no. That's Zoe's diagnosis. That's not the report.
Dr. Zoe said six weeks. 7-8 weeks max. Maybe 9 or 10.
Some listeners are confused. Let's just make sure. That's all.
No. We're just saying that we know that this report is floating. Rap sheet through Evan Lazar's Twitter. That you watched it, Hardy?
Yeah, I took your advice. I shouldn't have done that.
I can see it from where I'm standing.
Sorry.
Isn't that fun?
No.
Just to say you've done it?
No.
I just try it out.
Okay, but now I feel like I can do it, too. I can check.
Why don't you watch the Joe Theismann leg snap video,
come here.
Too.
So let me check your ACL quick. Come here.
Yeah. Pull right on it.
Watch how you mess shoes.
Thanks for that, Beetle.
Speaking of injuries, we've got a tweet from Dan Shaughnessy that we need to get to. That and another tweet from Peter Gammons. I don't know if he's trolling us now.
I don't know if
he truly is suffering from a mild dementia. I'm not sure what it is.
No joke.
I'm not even joking.
It's not a joke.
It's so strange. It's entered a new department of strange.
Let's diagnose it.
We'll try and diagnose him.
Captain Loopy.
Dr. Zoe is here. He'll offer his thoughts on the matter.
Planet Zippy.
A tweet from Shaughnessy on sale. A tweet from Gammons on politics and sports all in one. That is next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots beat the Bears in Chicago 38-31. Julian Edelman was out there. He said, that's good and all, but...
We were able to go out and make some plays, but we also put ourselves in holes with turnovers, sloppy play, muff punt. It's great to come out of here with a win. It was, coming to Chicago, hostile environment, a lot of mistakes, but getting a win on the road, that was big.
Sloppy plays, only coming in through one channel. There's just all kinds of things that could be better. Edelman had 5 receptions on the day, 36 yards, a touchdown. Next up for the Patriots, a week from tonight, they will visit the Buffalo Bills, who lost to the Colts yesterday, 37-5. Tonight's Monday night game. It's the Giants and Falcons. Latest in, according to Ian Rappaport, the initial diagnosis for Patriots running back Sony Michel, pending the MRIs and MCL sprain. Once again, that is just an initial diagnosis, and this is just according to Ian Rappaport. Red Sox, Dodgers play Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night at Fenway Park. Celtics and Magic go at it tonight at the TD Garden. Aaron Baines ruled out with a hamstring. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell take care of the pregame and the game. It's 7 o'clock here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. I don't know what goes on in life anymore. Headlines are brought to you by the engagement ring experts at Long's Jewelers with the area's largest selection of engagement rings. Long's Jewelers, how Boston and New England get engaged. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, couple tweets. We'll start with Shaughnessy's. I don't know that we could show it on NBC Sports Boston. I think there's copyright issues and such.
Really?
Yeah.
They can't show a Globe tweet? Or a Dan tweet?
I don't think we can do that. But the tweet is this. The great Stan Grossfeld shot this Sunday at Fenway. Out of the gate. Like, we know Stan Grossfeld is very good at his job. We know he's great. Enough, Dan.
Oh, they are
enough.
Kimberling.
We know you're best friends. People like, we know you guys are tight.
It's a big craze, that Kimberling thing.
Stan Grossfeld is great. The editors that forced him to take those Kimberling pictures.
That was a bad day. Bad day for Stan's. Really bad day.
Can't believe you would.
Look at me, old guy. Me, Kimberling.
Force him to do that. The great Stan Grossfeld shot this Sunday at Fenway. What is that red bump at the bottom of Sale's elbow?
Probably spot where they
it's like
the
a golf ball sized red bump on his elbow.
It's probably where they shoot the cortisone in. It's a big deal.
Or it could have been he was sitting in a chair, much like we are right now, with their elbows down.
Or like this.
And when you lift it up after a while, your elbow's red.
But it's a bump.
Is it a bump or is it an elbow bone?
I think it is a bump.
It looks like an elbow bone.
Well,
he's so bony to begin with. I mean, it's hard.
Looks like something.
He's all strangly and just skinny and I don't know. He looks sick. We sit here and we rip Buchholz for his waifness. Sale may look like more gaunt than Buchholz at times.
The response is, what is that red bump? What is the red bump at the bottom of Sale's elbow? The response is to Dan's tweet, it's his elbow.
It's his bone.
It's his belly button. Get with the program.
Yeah.
That would be his elbow, genius. That's the top of his
elbow. It is on the elbow.
So, wait a minute. So you got the point here. You got the, this is the one where the tendonitis, the inside bone right here. I don't forget the name of this bone, but it's a knot bone right there. You know, and there's one out here too. So I got one, two, three. There's 3 points on your elbow.
Yeah.
It's called a strip.
Yours looks a little red there.
Look, you can put mine on the screen and look how red it looks. Look, you can say, oh, this is red in here. What's that? What's that knot, that nodule on Zoe's bone?
Could be where they shoot him up with the cortisone. And he got a little swelling. It's either from skateboarding or the plague.
Maybe it's shingles.
That's one tweet.
Bursitis.
Another one is from Peter Gammons.
Give me it.
I don't even know what to do with this guy.
I don't.
Read it. Because I'm starting to think he's screwing with us all.
No, he's not. He's not that good.
Either that or he really has entered a stage where it's not funny anymore, that stage that Hardy talked about last week.
It kind of wasn't funny already last week. Well, did you not feel a little bit bad?
Gravity
no,
I didn't feel bad.
Gravity is not in play anymore. You're heading to Planet Zippy. So
I was under the impression that he still had his faculties. And so for that, I had no issue laughing at him. This one, starting to think that something's going on here.
How bad could it possibly be?
9/11 a.m. this morning.
Oh.
Peak ammo on Twitter.
Don't tie that in.
No.
To 9/11.
I have it at 12/11. I think you're...
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Sorry, it was at 12/11. My computer is what, on West Coast time?
Perhaps.
Oh. It says, is this Trump's wall? And it's a picture of the Green Monster. You're seeing this one on NBC Sports Boston.
Huh? When's the Athletic going to give him a cease and desist? Like, seriously.
Well, Beetle, I don't think you have to worry about him losing his faculties. Now, this one makes sense. Now we're back into the realm of sanity. Now I get it. It's poignant.
How big should the wall be?
It's funny. It's everything a tweet should be.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw that green thing.
Pete wins Twitter for the day.
Yeah.
Awesome job.
I don't get it, dude. You just, what are you doing?
It's a picture of the Green Monster. And again, nothing else. Peter Gammons, is this Trump's wall?
Mm.
And not even a particularly good picture.
No, that's what's
the Green Monster.
Alarming about it is a horrible picture where he decided that the center of the image would be the far left-hand side of the wall,
where the standings are.
Well, you like to compose a nice photo, Beetle. You know, the rule of thirds, things like that. And split things up. There's really nothing going on here. There's no artistic merit to it. There's nothing funny about the accompanying text.
Yeah.
There's nothing that makes any sense.
Who are the 295 people that liked that tweet?
Like it. Ooh, I like it.
Who are the 75 people that retweeted it? What is this? What is this garbage?
I don't know.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Is he fading?
Serious question now.
I think it would be past tense. Has he faded?
What is this? He's blending sports and politics. Like,
not a good thing.
No one has done.
Yeah.
Quite like him.
We don't do that here. But
I think he's trying to. He must be the most unfunny guy ever. Humorless.
Well, he's starting to anger. I think once you get past that point, then anger sets in. Then he becomes so one way or the other.
I think he thinks he's funny. Like, I think he thinks this is like a good joke.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're gonna love this one. Is that Trump's wall?
Like, he's got the guitar at home, right? Does he have a snare drum where he does that? Like, after he tweets it?
Once open for Buddy Guy.
Is he in his underwear?
At PGamo on Twitter.
You know, it's not, something ain't right if Shaughnessy doesn't touch it.
Buddy Guy's going to send him a cease and desist.
The unfortunate part here is I feel like we're entering a territory where we can't even mention these anymore.
I'm trying to ask Dan about it. Dan's like, no, I'm not talking about that. Nope. Dan's not like, yeah, it's my guy. Like, it's, yep. See him all the time. It's my man. I don't get that. Nope, not touching it. If Dan won't touch it, I mean, Dan will touch anything. It's got some controversy in it. You know, ooh, story there. That's all right, did it?
No.
Nah, I don't think that was exactly right.
You know what I mean.
I don't think that's exactly right.
If the story's got some juice to it or something cooking there, Dan would say, yeah, let's get some of that. Yeah.
It's now time to see who we should reward for their performance in yesterday's game brought to you by Coors Light. Be sure to download the Coors Light Rewards app and start earning rewards all football season long, including a video chat with Zoe telling who we should reward from yesterday's Patriots win.
Well, I was already going to reward Tom Brady until he made that awful decision to throw that ball into the flat to James Devlin when it got battered around and picked, because he had three touchdowns, no picks to that point, was moving the team. This is on James White. This is James White still. He's getting this award. He's the one right now because he's the player. He's the man. He's the guy. It's gotten to the point where I don't expect anything other than him to make great plays all the time.
The sounds of Sunday are coming up next.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song, Joe. Oh.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds of Sunday sound good to me. Sounds of Sunday from all across the National Football League.
Hey, Beetle!
Those sounds of Sunday, they are always guaranteed to please.
Hear that?
All the players and coaches and announcers.
That may have been our best one.
You guys are good.
You guys run. Up and down.
All right, you ready to get in the pocket, boys? Here we go.
Every other day.
Sounds of Sunday this week begin with the sound of Saturday.
Oh, is it Michigan State losing again?
No, it is one of the communist football players from the University of Michigan.
A long-haired freak? Love this kid.
They're all communists or communist sympathizers. Little-known fact about Ann Arbor. Chase Winovich, after beating Michigan State.
It's great.
I came in here, I openly, in the public, called it a revenge tour, called them out and said they were next. We came in here, slashed their field before the game, and we still came out here and just got after them every single play. We knew that they couldn't hang with us, and we did what we had to do. Sometimes your little brother starts acting up, and you just got to put him in place.
Yeah, sometimes your little brother kicks the crap out of you 8 times in the last 10 years. And then you act like you still own them.
You hear the Michigan after fight song playing in the background?
By the way, the slashing of the field, you're proud of that?
That's a classy team.
Unbelievable.
Classy team.
Joke.
Did I mention communists?
Yeah,
I dug it.
That was covered. Red plague there.
Moving on. Patriots Radio This is as the Patriots were being introduced before the game.
And now welcome from the AFC East, the New England Patriots.
From the AFC East? What?
Hold on a second.
That's what they say there?
And now welcome from the AFC East, the New England Patriots.
It's an odd way of saying it.
They introduced their in-house stadium DJ, Jay Illa. He is the DJ, and Bob and I just look at each other, and they got him up on a big board, and he's boom, boom, boom. And he's got the Bears flag behind him, and I'm like, I thought this was only happening in Miami. The Bears have stooped to hiring an in-house DJ during warm-ups. Pathetic.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate that either.
I don't hate it.
Sign of the times.
Play good music, though.
Yeah, Zoe's talking about how much he loved the playlist. It's
good playlist.
That's because they hired a DJ.
See? All right, let's go to Cowboys radio. You guys happen to catch much of that Cowboys game?
I got none of it.
I saw some of it.
Did you see the field goal that they missed to tie the game?
Yes, I did see that as a highlight.
The Century 21 Judge Fight field goal.
Oh, here we go again. The Century 21 who? Judge Fight field goal?
They're worse than us.
Line of scrimmage, the 28, will be spotted by Chris Jones at the
36.
Yep. It'll be 46 for the tie. Motion on the right side of the line. Please say that was defense.
Snap infraction. Offense, number 91. Flag down penalty. Second down.
Well, this changes the equation a little bit, but Maher certainly still has the leg from here.
I think it's 52. For the tie with 3 seconds. 52. Ticks away. Line drive. 52. Hit the left upright and bounced out. The game is over. The Cowboys lose to Washington 20-17.
Probably would have been good from 47.
Oh, yeah, it was good from 47. Oh, without a question.
Yep.
We laughed the
Where's Mabel?
We laughed the other day.
She was on the line earlier. We'll get to her.
Sorry, Mabel.
She could call back.
Okay.
We laughed the other day when we did that. Should this coach be fired or not? We went around the list of guys out there, and Gruden's name came up for Washington. I think we all said no. Because they get a chance because that division is so freaking bad.
Did Jason Garrett come up?
They're 4-2 are the Redskins and in first place.
Yep. There you go.
Sole possession of first. Redskins.
Okay. Another missed field goal call. This one from Browns radio. This is the call of the Bucks missed field goal to send the game to overtime.
Snap is back. Ball down. The kick on the way. And it is no good. He missed it.
Time.
Holy cow! Holy cow! He missed a 40-yard field goal, and I gotta tell you, it had nothing on it, Doug.
Yeah.
It fluttered.
Chop, Doug. Nice job, Doug.
Yeah.
I just pissed. We're going overtime again. Gonna get home late again.
It's supposed to go through those yellow posts, but it didn't.
We root against overtime. No, they root for overtime. It's just like, Jesus.
Yeah, well, what were they saying in overtime when he had another shot to make that kick? What did they say then? Do we know?
The Bucks radio call. I'm sorry.
Oh, whatever you have on there.
Yeah, I have the Bucks.
Okay, here from the other side.
Same play. Here it is.
Catanzaro for the winner. A good spot. The kick airborne. It is long enough, and it is no good. He missed it.
Man.
And we'll go to overtime.
Does anybody tell you what happened? How did it miss? Long enough? What do you mean he missed it? Where did it miss? Did he hook it? Did he push it? Did it clang off the goalpost?
He hit it in overtime, though. He did eventually win the game for them. He got a second chance. He got a chance at redemption. And then after the game, I think he said something like, no, I didn't view it as redemption. I'm the best kicker in the game. I'm a playmaker. No. I hold myself accountable as a great kicker in the NFL.
Yeah, I celebrated.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing him with Cordarrelle Patterson again.
Saints radio, call the Ravens missed extra point at the end of the game.
Snap is down and the kick is up. And it is no good.
He missed it.
The kick is no good. Justin Tucker misses the extra point. 24 seconds left and the Saints up 24-23.
He missed it.
Unbelievable.
Whoa. He missed it.
That's four times.
I can't believe
That's
it.
Four times.
Whoa.
He just kept saying he missed it. That's
he
all he
missed
had.
He missed it. Unbelievable.
Whoa. He missed it. He missed
no,
it.
He did miss it.
He did. Confirmed.
Wow. He's one of the best kickers. He was kicking from 68 before the game.
No, he's kicking from 68. Maybe Guinness Book of World Records.
That guy's crushed.
68.
It's like everything he believed in this world, he finds out isn't true.
He's the best kicker in the league. He missed it.
Finally, gentlemen.
What do we got?
Patriots maven, William Bendix.
My man. I saw him after the game. He was fired up. I was out of fight early this morning, getting here. He got three articles written.
Bendinson Esquire.
Man. Right. Well, here
it's is my new local hero. Bendinson, listen up, people.
Here's his report from
Patriots
the weekend.
Maven.
I bet it's 45 seconds.
William Bendinson, el responsable de Patriots Sports Exchange y Maven, la mejor cubatora en los negocios.
That's right. He was asked to do a report for a Spanish broadcast. And this is what he dropped on him.
Mañana es un partido muy grande entre los Osos y los Patriots porque los Patriots necesitan ganar en el camino. Rob Gronkowski no jugar, entonces Sonny Michel necesita correr muy bien también. Philip Dorsett, Julian Edelman, Josh Gordon necesita jugar muy bien. De defensa, los Patriots necesita cubrir los receptores de Osos porque los receptores...
Did he say Albert Breer?
Doesn't matter. I watched this video five times Saturday night.
He's bilingual.
Five times I watched this video Saturday
Actually,
night.
Might be trilingual.
I was
going to
say, who knows that it ends there?
I love it.
Pueden correr muy rápido. Eso es
Quickly.
Todo por ahora.
Buenas noches, mi amigos.
It's in el corresponsal de Patriot.
Excellent. Excellent.
He's the most fascinating man on the Patriots beat.
Absolutely. Do you hear his questions?
It's
boom, he goes
close.
Right at it. As soon as they walk in. This kid works hard. He was on a flight early yesterday morning from Boston, first one out to Chicago, doing a live hit on...
Thanks, Hardy.
Doing one of his videos. Hardy having a hell of a day today.
Shut up.
Did a video there, landed, got to the game, saw me in pregame. We're up there talking. I said, I don't know what you did. You did that Spanish thing. I watched it five times. I didn't take Spanish. It took 4 years of French. So I only know French. And then he starts speaking in French. He's my new freak, man. I got him. I'm supporting this kid. He can come on with us anytime he wants.